Chapter 38, 2016, Williamsburg, Virginia. Title, Simulated Convention at Williamsburg. Purpose. The purpose was to test the convention procedure in a public setting that hadn't been used in more than 150 years. Article 5 promoters, citizens for self-governance, wanted to determine the process's validity of coming together for an amending convention by holding a simulated version. Would it administer itself like the previous conventions? Call and subject. The call was put out to all 50 state legislatures by the Citizens for Self-Governance in early 2016. The call, although not like previous calls, was to test the process of proposing amendments to the Constitution. The subject of the call was to limit government through three topics: term limits, fiscal limits, and federal bureaucracy limits. Date and location: September 21 to 23, 2016, in Williamsburg, Virginia. Commissioners representing all 50 states attended. Alabama 3, Arkansas 3, Arizona 3, California 3, Colorado 3, Connecticut 2, Delaware 2, Florida 3, Georgia 3, Hawaii 2, Idaho 3, Illinois 2, Indiana 3, Iowa 3, Kansas 3, Kentucky 3, Louisiana 3, Maine 3, Maryland 3, Massachusetts 1, Michigan 3, Minnesota 3, Mississippi 3, Missouri 3, Montana 3, Nebraska 3, Nevada 3, New Hampshire 3, New Jersey 1, New Mexico 2, New York 1, North Carolina 3, North Dakota 3, Ohio 3, Oklahoma 3, Oregon 3, Pennsylvania 2, Rhode Island 2, South Carolina 3, South Dakota 3, Tennessee 3, Texas 4, Utah 3, Vermont 3, Virginia 4, Washington 3, West Virginia 2, Wisconsin 2, and Wyoming 3. 21 of the 137 commissioners were non-legislators. Principles. The convention elected Representative Ken Ivory of Utah as president. The secretary was non-delegate Robert Kelly of Missouri. The parliamentarian was non-delegate Spencer Reeves of Florida. And non-delegate David Schneider was the sergeant at arms. Convention protocol. This was a national convention. Commissioners elected the president. Commissioners adopted the finalized suggested rules. Suffrage was one state, one vote. The president was a delegate. The secretary, parliamentarian, and sergeant at arms were non-delegates. The convention operated its own committees. Except for the call, the convention followed standard operating procedures of previous conventions. The conventions adjourned permanently. Unusual occurrences. This was a very short convention, only one day of committee work and one day of proposals, debates, and voting. Suggested rules and amendments were provided to all invitees prior to the meeting as a way of preparing ahead for the very tight schedule. Although Citizens for Self-Governance organized and hosted the event, once the convention opened, the commissioners alone had complete control of the process. They proceeded to nominate officers. Due to space restrictions, states were only allowed three commissioners each. 15% of the delegates were not legislators. A bipartisan mix of Democrats, Republicans, legislators, and non-legislators attended. The call came from the Citizens for Self-Governance and not a state or a previous convention. Due to very short time constraints and prior to the beginning of the convention, delegates were asked to join one of three committees. Citizens and legislators were presented with suggested amendments and asked to vote. That vote produced 28 amendment proposals, which were divided between the three committees. Rules from previous conventions were made available to the delegates online to begin the process of modifying the list for their use. Conclusions. The intent of the Williamsburg Convention was confirmed. The states and their commissioners, in fact, could effectively meet to propose amendments to the Constitution while maintaining their historical precedents. With a little pre-administrative setup, the commissioners functioned in the same manner as previous conventions. Having the opportunity to introduce other proposals, they stuck to the call's subject. This very brief convention example produced results from its committees that sent 8 amendment proposals to the full convention. 6 proposals were adopted with the following statement, quote, "The convention respectfully submits these proposals to the American people with the conviction that they are a sound beginning to a critically needed national discussion about restoring the balance of power between the federal government and the states. Further, it is the conviction of this body that the states must deliberate and adopt appropriate proposals for a balanced budget amendment and an amendment to provide the states a means to serve as a check on judicial overreach by the federal judiciary of the United States. The convention did not meet the standard protocols for calling and convening an amending convention. Except for the preliminary setup, it did, however, function like previous conventions. Here are the amendment proposals that resulted from this very short and focused work by commissioners from 50 states. 1. Require the states to approve any increase in the national debt. 2. Requiring a supermajority for federal tax increases and repeal the 16th Amendment. 3. Limiting federal overreach by returning the Commerce Clause to its original meaning. 4. Limiting the power of federal regulations by giving an easy congressional override. 5. Give the states, by a 3/5 vote, the power to abrogate any federal law, regulation, or executive order. And 6. Term limits on Congress. As observers and consultants to this convention, constitutional scholars Michael Ferris, Robert Nadelson, and Randy Barnett concurred that the core operating procedures of this convention mirrored typical previous conventions of states.